Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Chad and Aaron Burns, and I have down here that you're from the Burns Family Theater, that you started a company called Burns Family Theater, but we're really going to talk about Beyond the Mask, which is your latest production. And our listeners can go to
beyondthemaskmovie.com. Beyondthemaskmovie.com.
Beyondthemaskmovie.com. And some of our listeners will listen to the show and go to the website. Thank you so much for being here. I think part of what we want to set the stage with is that you both were homeschooled.
That's absolutely right, Rose. Thanks for having us. We're so glad to be here.
Okay, so that was Aaron talking. So I'm here with Aaron Burns. Aaron Burns, introduce yourself, and you are the cousin of Chad.
That's right. Yep, so Chad and I are cousins. We grew up in the Midwest. I'm from Detroit, and Chad is from St. Louis area. And so growing up, our families would get together over spring break or over summer break. And, you know, we were a bunch of kids who wanted to do adventures. And one of the things that we'd do is we'd shoot little movies with, you know, the handy cam that our family had. And one summer, we asked my dad if we could build a log cabin in the woods behind our house. And he's like, sure, I guess so. I don't see why that would be a problem. You know, that was his first mistake, because that was, then we started, we said, hey, let's shoot a pioneer movie here. So we had all our friends come over and dress up like cowboys and Indians and run around in the woods. And that was kind of the start of our journey. And then as I was heading off to college, we said, hey, what if we try to make a feature film? And so that was our first film, Pendragon, that Chad and I partnered together to do. And over the course of, finished that, went back to school, and really felt the Lord calling us into feature filmmaking, and that's when we launched into Beyond the Mask.
Okay, so I'm going to alternate the questions here so that the audience will know when I'm talking to Chad and when I'm talking to Aaron, and it'll kind of go back and forth. So Chad, as a homeschooling child, do you think that contributed to your creativity?
Yeah, Rose. Well, as Aaron said already, thanks for having us on the show. And I think that the homeschooling background had a lot of profound impacts on the decision to enter the film business and the way we conduct our business. So there's a lot of different facets to that. One thing that Aaron and I like to talk about is homeschooling is a very vertically integrated age, discipline, aptitude-wise, is a very vertically integrated environment. So you have people of various, instead of being stratified in the classroom with everybody with the same level. Mm-hmm. In homeschooling, you have a vertical integration with people, different ages, different aptitudes, different abilities, different giftings, and they come together to do things together more often. And so on the film set, that translated into us really working to build vertically integrated teams. And so this is a common, it's just a really great foundation, I think, for bringing together people from, we had folks from LA who were industry professionals, we had homeschool volunteers, we had our neighbors, there was like a whole lot of different people, different ages, different abilities and skill levels, but everybody passionate and wanting to contribute. And so just even the makeup and the blend of the team, I think, is contributed to by our homeschooling background and the unique experience that we were gifted to have through the home education process.
Well, that's profound that you can actually recognize the and even put words that mean it, that have the meaning of vertical learning, looping, or whatever you might call it.
If I could just add add something to that, this is Aaron. One of the things, in addition to that, that I think is so cool is kind of a can-do spirit that you get when you grow up in your homeschool. It's like, it's almost, you ask the question, why not? So, you know, from our education perspective, my mom and dad would take us to, you know, Colonial Williamsburg, and that would count as a week of school.
Yes.
We'd be studying the history. We'd read the books, the biographies of George Washington, and then see where he was in the House of Burgesses, and then we'd make our costumes and dress up and live the characters. And so sort of this can-do spirit that translated into the filmmaking for us. And then also really a love for stories, a love for history. And as we study these different topics and you start to tie them together, you have one teacher that teaches you across a number of disciplines. So it can provide this continuity and can give you mm-hmm. a holistic perspective on things. And so that passion for stories and that passion for seeing the big picture really evolved into our desire to tell stories that have, gospel themes in them and have historical themes and literary themes, all these things that I see a direct tie back from the way we were taught to our desire to create and to tell stories that impact young people today.
So, Chad, why is film so important for evangelism?
Well, Rose, I think film is the language of our culture, and I didn't make that phrase up. It's been mm-hmm. bandied around for a while, but I think it's really true. And I think that film, the 2-hour feature film, when folks enter a theater, they go there primarily to be entertained. The lights go down. There's a sense of there's an intimacy. There's a vulnerability of people's heart mm-hmm. and their emotions. And when you step into a theater, you go there to be moved. You want to be moved emotionally. And so to catch somebody in that environment, in that frame of mind, is a very unique moment. It's very different than the feeling somebody has when they walk through the front door of a church. And we're big fans of church, and we're also big fans of the movies, and they have very different, ultimately, there's some, mm-hmm. some special callings that the church has. But we see the film as just a tremendous opportunity to impact our culture and mm-hmm. to be part of the cultural conversation. And our desire, what we would really love to do is to be, what we would desire to do is to make films that would point people strongly back to the centrality, the importance of a relationship with Jesus Christ, the hope of the gospel, and the hope that things are, in fact, the fallen nature of man, the chaos around us, the world is worse than we may have initially mm-hmm. thought, but the hope that we find in Christ is better than we could have ever imagined. And that's what we want
Amen.
To point people to.
So, Aaron, how did the idea for the story Beyond the Mask germinate?
Yeah, that's a really fun one. So one of our passions in filmmaking is to tell stories that are fun, in addition to having a strong message. And so those two things. This is a movie that, as I grew up, the spiritual themes of the film are things that either a mentor taught me or that I wish a mentor would have communicated to me when I was a young person. And the setting of the film and the characters you meet and the adventure you go on is an adventure that I would have loved to have as a young person. So it started with these two passions, to communicate a gospel theme and to take our audience on a fun adventure that the whole family can enjoy together. That's where sort of the story ideas for Beyond the Mask came from. So I'll just touch briefly on the setting. It's set in the time of the American Revolution, 1776, leading up to the signing of the Declaration of Independence. But it's not a dry, stale, historical film. It's about the lead character is this assassin for the British East India Company. It's set in the time of true history, but we peel back some of the layers and you meet some characters. We bump into Ben Franklin, you bump into George Washington as you follow this guy who starts off as a really bad guy, but then he tries to earn his redemption, to sort of pay for his past and become a new person. And his efforts to fix himself, to impress the girl that he loves, and to ultimately impress God fall short when you realize that it's only through what Christ has done for him and the redemption that Christ offers that he can become a new person. And that theme is something that the Lord really taught Chad and I in our college years, wrestling through what makes me okay? Why am I a good person? Why do I matter? And really the hope we have is that there's nothing, it doesn't depend on us. It doesn't matter how good we are and how well we perform. Christ has already done it for us. And the hope that we find is hope through relationship with him. So it was finding this story mm-hmm. And finding a setting where those themes would work. And we said, what better place to talk about those and explore those than in an adventure piece with this assassin who's working to redeem his past. So that's kind of where the ideas came from. Yeah, and then we were so blessed to work with the creative director at Focus on the Family, Paul McCusker. We brought him on to help us craft the screenplay. Just had a fantastic time working with him. All the characters that you meet are his characters, that this mm-hmm. really nasty villain who's got, you know, sort of a soft side and a dark side that you're playing with, and this hurting hero, and then the beautiful young lady who represents the gospel. And then we also worked with Stephen Kendrick, who's the writer, co-writer and producer of Fireproof and Courageous. He joined on our writing team as well and helped us to flesh out some of those spiritual themes, some of the key turning points in the film. So it was a very fun journey.
So, Chad, how do you protect your souls? I mean, we always think that Hollywood has a sinister message. They have their own agenda that is so not Christian, and yet you're bridging into that. How do you protect your souls?
That's a really good question, Rose. How do you protect your soul? You know, it's a very interesting question, because if just the wording that we're using here, protecting our souls, you know, the scripture talks about the Holy Spirit being a seal that is put on us. And I think that the only hope that we really have is walking with Christ. And it's not so much about, it's very important to figure out what the lines are that you're going to draw for yourself and what lines you're not going to cross. So maybe that's a certain kind of language that you're going to be comfortable or not comfortable in a film that you produce. And for those that are wondering, there's no foul language in Beyond the Mask. There's no immodesty, and there's period appropriate violence, but that's been handled tastefully, we believe. And you can watch the trailer to get a feel for that. But this is a family friendly film. So at the end of the day, though, whether you're in entertainment or you're in mathematics, the heart is, you know, desperately wicked. And the only hope we have of winning the battle, because there's a battle inside our heart, a battle between the desires that we have that come from our fallen nature to please ourselves, and the desires that the Spirit would implant in us to turn a different direction and to be self-sacrificing, to be growing in a Christ-likeness. The only way we're ever going to win that battle is through His strength. And so staying connected to the vine, staying plugged in there, that's number one. But there's no question that being in the entertainment business, you do face questions that, you know, maybe in mathematics you wouldn't have to grapple with. And I would say, when you come to those, a lot of prayer. Aaron and I have a board of advisors that we worked with that helped us to navigate some of those more complicated waters. And it's very important to surround yourself with other men who you respect and who you can go to when you have a question and you're not trying to be a lone ranger.
So, Aaron, when I don't know if you're married. So are you going to homeschool your own children?
That is a great question. Right now, I am married, and I have a 14-month-old son who is, he's a joy. He's running around the house and causing all kinds of trouble. But we loved our homeschool upbringing, and unless the Lord leads differently, then that's what we plan to do. So many things about it that are fun and so helpful, you know, just from having that time with your parents during those formative years and being able to have that investment of love and of mentorship and of spiritual leadership that you don't get in a different environment. So yeah, I was so blessed by that. And, you know, if the Lord leads us, that's where we'd love to head.
Well, we're going to take a break right here. I'm talking with Aaron and Chad Burns. They're cousins and they are producers of Beyond the Mask. And we'll be right back. You've been listening to Homeschool Companion. You know, we'd love to hear from you. Be sure and like us on Facebook at Homeschool Companion, or partner with us. Send us a contribution or a show suggestion at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland 21783, or call us at 301-824-3162. Welcome back. I'm here with Chad Burns and Aaron Burns, your cousins. People might think you're brothers, but you're cousins, which is a great connection. You know, they often say families have that family connection. Do you ever fill in each other's sentences, or, you know, just know that you have a distinct advantage because there is that genetic connection?
You know, sometimes I think, and then Chad
just goes ahead and finishes exactly what he was going to say.
No, yeah, family, working with family
is really difficult.
It can be a huge blessing, But it does raise challenges sometimes because we expect so much of each other because we know each other. We've been working with each other for years. We watched each other grow up. So the beauty of that is that we know we can rely on each other. And we know that when it comes down to those intense moments that we have each other's backs and we're on the same team. But it also can be a challenge because you don't have the option of leaving and getting away from it sometimes because your family there. But overall, we just feel so blessed by the partnership that we've been able to have. And it isn't just Chad and I as cousins. The rest of our family, my siblings and Chad's siblings.
So let's talk about, there was a film that you did prior to this one that was also based in the Revolutionary era or?
It was in the Dark Ages, actually.
Dark Ages, okay.
Dark Ages, yes.
Noah's back there.
Yeah.
And when I was reading, it looked like every member of your family just about played some role.
Yes, that's
true. So talk about verticalness.
Yeah.
You were able to take the talent from generation to generation and incorporate it into the film.
Yeah.
So describe a little bit that process. I mean, did you just know the casting was going to be? I mean, you kind of had, oh, that'd be perfect.
So you know, we followed a progression that many filmmakers are familiar with, and that is in our first few movies, we cast ourselves. And there's some people have a real gifting and a talent for acting. And to be perfectly frank with you, that gifting and talent does not run real deep in our family. And so we have gotten out of the acting business. And I think Aaron and I both have, I have like 13 frame cameo in Beyond the Mask. I think Aaron has like about 1 second cameo. He says fire or something like that. And that's just not what the Lord has gifted us at all. And so,
but it's been so neat to work with our families on Pendragon, which is our first film set in the Dark Ages. All the lead actors were our family. You know, my dad was the king, and Chad's dad was this old warrior. And, you know, I was the. But in addition to that, we were most of the production crew. But as we grew up and learned and develop our craft and study the craft and we're mentored in it, what's really neat is, you know, I produced the film. Chad directed the film. We worked with to build the team of writers. Chad's brother was our production designer. So all the sets we built. Over a dozen period sets. And so, you know, Nick was leading those teams, the costumes, those hundreds of period costumes that my sister Marilyn was leading the creation of these, of this huge volunteer team sewing the costumes. My younger brother created the props. Chad's younger brother was our second assistant director. My mom was an associate producer. And the list goes on and on of all the folks who came and plugged in and formed the foundation of our team, which really, you know, it grew.
Yeah.
A film production is 80 to 100 people on set every day.
Wow.
And, that, you know, the foundation was our family. By the time you got to the end, it's, you know, the other kids were calling and our parents, Aunt Tracy and Aunt Adrienne, and we had just a really neat community that the Lord allowed us to welcome into our family and work together on that.
I come from a very conservative background where I was not even allowed to go into a theater and so to have a member of my family choose to study film was just a real blow to the older generation. You know, how could this be? And fortunately, I have interviewed, coming to NRB, I've interviewed quite a few artists that look at it as an evangelistic tool. And I've often thought, what if you hadn't followed your dream? You know, what if the world didn't have these alternatives to some pretty horrible things to watch? What a blessing it is. So as you've matured in this industry, how can we help those coming on that really are called to either production or acting? How can we help them feel confident that, you know, it's a calling of God and not of selfishness or whatever? How do you know?
Well, Chad and I can both chip in on this answer. One thing I would say, that film is a very, very brutal industry. There are so many things about it that are challenging. It's the jumping from one project to the next project to the next project, and there's a lack of security, and there's constantly a question of what are your standards and what are you willing to do and what projects are you willing to work on, and there's a lack of work, and it can be a very, very dark place, and it can be very challenging. So first of all, I would say if you're just casually interested in film, don't do it. Don't dive in. It's but if you feel that God has clearly called you and is leading you into this through His Spirit, through His Word, and through wise counsel, then I would say with God, all things are possible. He calls you to do, He'll give you the grace to accomplish. And don't let anything hold you back. Dive into it. And some of the things that we've learned along the way are to jump in and start. There's three ways that we look at to learn. The first one is trial and error. Just get started. Grab your camera, borrow somebody's iPhone, go shoot a movie. movie to get the experience. Then the second step of that is to go find a mentor, find someone who's done it before and watch them and learn from them. And then the third one is go crack open a book on film technique and film theory, maybe take some classes or go to film school. And so as you cycle through those things of doing it yourself, of studying alongside someone, then reading the material yourself, as you follow that cycle, you can learn and grow. And you're constantly learning. You've never arrived as a filmmaker, as an artist. There's always something new. But that's a good foundation to start.
So, Chad, I noticed that you are studying mechanical engineering. So is that what you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah, you know, it's a very interesting question, Rose. So the Lord led me down the path of mechanical engineering. And so I did study that at the university level for quite a number of years, actually. And eventually, after I finished my degree, the Lord just really clearly laid it on my heart that I was supposed to take a different turn and do the film thing. And, you know, it was, that was an organic process, I like to say. There was no, like, lightning bolt struck and all of a sudden I knew I was supposed to leave engineering behind. It was a gradual process of the Lord leading my heart, bringing things together. I've told the story before, but I went to school looking for a business partner. I was thinking of doing tech startup in engineering, and I wound up, the Lord put Aaron and I together, and we clicked, and we partnered on a few things, and we partnered on some more things, and we started raising money together and doing all this stuff, and it was like, well, this is really working. And the Lord led, that's just one small area where he led this direction. So over time, a lot of vectors started to point this way, and the Lord opened the door for us to do another project after Pendragon with now Beyond the Mask, and so we pushed forward into that, and here we are.
So producer, director,
mm-hmm.
producer, director, and what does a producer do, and what does a director do?
The director, primarily the director's job is those few hectic weeks that are on set when everything is buzzing around. And I mean, the producer's super busy during that time too, but most people think of a director, you know, on set, maybe working with the actors or mm-hmm. something like that. And that is certainly a part of it. But the project has spanned, we've been working full time for 200 weeks on this movie. So
wow.
That's a long time. So there's a lot that's sort of not on the set that's a lot less glamorous. So it's working with Aaron on fundraising, or it's working on the script development, or it's working on distribution. There's just a zillion things that happen offset
so
as well.
So even though he's producer and you're director, sometimes there's a...
Absolutely.
An overlap. And the producer does what?
Yeah, so on the film production, there's a whole host of different teams that are built. So you think of film, people think of creative, you think mm-hmm. of running around with camera. People always mm-hmm. say, oh, what camera did you shoot the film on? I say, listen, that's the last thing that we worry about is, you know, the very end you grab a camera and you start working with it. But sort of the producer's job is to build the teams and bring the resources together and help transitioning from face-to-face of the project. And so it's the development, it's the pre-production, it's production, it's post-production, and ultimately distribution. So my job as the producer is to facilitate and to push along all the resources that make the creative project happen. And then Chad, as the director, his job is to be focused on the creative vision and draw that thread through the phase of the project. But really, Chad and I both do a lot of both jobs. Chad's working with the fundraising, you know, right alongside of me, and I'm there with my sleeves rolled up working on the script. So we love working together and collaborating across disciplines on both of those areas.
Well, you know, I feel so blessed to have had the opportunity to talk to you because I really see film as a huge evangelistic tool,
mm-hmm.
as a way to help fortify our young people and our older people as well. And I hope that our listeners are encouraged to see Beyond the Mask. And we've been talking to the producer, director, Aaron and Chad Burns. Thank
yeah.
you so much.
Thank you. And don't forget, it's beyondthemaskmovie.com.
Yes.
That's where you need to go to pick up your tickets. They're only available online. So the movie's showing in over 500 theaters around the country, so it's probably close to where you live. But you can only get the tickets online, and you got to go to beyondthemaskmovie.com. And the box office is open now. The tickets are on sale all over the country right now. So go grab a ticket and make this a family night.
We'll yes. see you in the theaters in the first couple weeks of April.
Yes. God bless. God bless.
Thank you so much.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to
mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.